Welcome to Lectio Divina. Thanks so much for joining me. It's a privilege to share these moments with you and scripture and encountering the heart of God. As usual, I'll read the scripture three times, leaving space in between for you to listen to God or listen for Him and seek Him and turn towards Him. The first thing to do, as usual, is to make sure that your body's in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. The purpose of this is to let go of those things that are distracting you so that you can become more aware of God's voice. So take the time you need to become centered and still. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into these moments and become fully present. Jesus, Prince of Peace, thank you that 2,000 years ago you came to earth and you were with us, and that you are still with us, and that in these moments you are with us. Thank you that you are our companion, and that you speak to us and draw us to you. Help us to hear your voice. Our scripture reading today is from Isaiah 35, 1-6. I'll read the passage through once. Listen for a word or a phrase that feels significant, that somehow jumps out at you when you notice. Don't worry if it's consistent with the scripture or if it makes sense within it or if the word seems to jump from someplace else. This is the word God is using to begin this conversation at this moment with you. So don't worry about what he's doing. Let him lead, and you just rest in his guidance. Isaiah 35, 1-6. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert.
Thank you.
read the text again. This time, allow that word or phrase that caught your attention in the first reading to spark your imagination. Let it enlarge in your heart and in your mind. Notice how it connects to your life, where you've been, where you are, where you are going. Isaiah 35, 1-6. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. I'll read the text a third time. During the quiet this time, listen for an invitation rising up from your experience. Consider the word or the phrase and what it has evoked for you in memory or image or feeling. How will what you have discovered so far impact your life? What is God inviting you with this invitation, with this word or phrase? What's he inviting you to do, to become? This invitation is for your good and for the good of the kingdom, for the good of others. God's so abundant in his blessings and creative in that what is good for you is also good for the world. But know that it's an invitation. You don't have to say yes. You could say, I'm not ready. but consider what he's inviting you to. Isaiah 35, 1-6. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstoppable. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Now the time for pondering is done, and it's time to rest and enjoy God's company. He's been speaking to you, and now is the time to just rest and be with him. It's a time to remember who you are, who we are, and whose we are, without focusing on what we're going to do. Allow your hearts to fill with gratitude to God for his presence in this time. and for the myriad of gifts that he's given us, for calling us and drawing us to him. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Rest in God's presence and allow yourself to simply be. Return to your breath if you find yourself getting distracted. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few moments to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. Carry this word or phrase that God gave you throughout this day, and when you have a moment to pause, bring it back to your mind and turn it over and think about it and encounter his invitation again in his presence. Carry it with you. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.